credit. And what will be your credit? It is already there for millions of years. Why you are anxious to produce it? Without your help, it is being produced. So why are you spending our hard-earned money and cheating us? You are a cheater, you should be punished. The things are already going on. For you, there is no scarcity of life. Then why you are spending our tax so much to show your talent? What is your talent? You're simply cheating us. Then we shall do it, we shall do it. You do or do not, the things are already there. Why are you taking our money to make research? You're cheating us. You should be punished. You will be punished. Even the state does not punish, you will be punished by the Supreme Lord. Because you are cheating. So he can cheat us, but he cannot cheat God. Regular punishment will be there. Millions of years it is going on, and I want to kill Tetra. The same example. Millions of dogs are barking, and this man has learned how to bark. Selling tickets. You see? You are driving a barking dog. And because this rascal has learned how to bark, we have to pay for it. What do you say?
So they would say, well, we do not claim any credit, but similarly, you cannot give God credit.
Why not? What
is because it has been it is going on as a biochemical reaction.
That is your rascal now. You cannot produce it. Why do you say like that? But you rascal, you produce by biochemical combination. That is your rascal now. That is not science. You are talking like a child. That's all. Credit must be given to God. He is already doing it very systematically. Why shall I? I am not such a fool that I have to give credit to you.
No, that is not the question, to give credit to me. But just because you can't.
Anyone who is producing, either God or somebody is doing that, I must give the credit, not to you. You may not accept God, but somebody is doing that. That as you are trying to do it, similarly somebody else is already doing it. Therefore he should get credit. Why you are claiming to get this credit? That is not right. Anybody, like just like you are somebody, you are trying to get it. You want the credit. So, similarly, somebody is already doing it. So he should get the credit.
Their objection is to he. Their objection is to he.
But why he? You are he.
Well, I'm simply attempting.
You are he. You are person. You are attempting. You are foolish, you are attempting. But there is another person who has already done it. You are a person, you are trying to do it. It is being already done by another person.
Maybe because I am a person.
That is not maybe. Maybe as soon as you say maybe, then you will be slapped. But no knowledge. It is not the question of maybe. It must be factual. Right. attacked these rascals strongly in big meetings and slapped them. Why you are cheating and spending our hard-earned money, taxes? Better follow us. We are giving all credit to the person who has already going on with the business. Very systematically it is going on. But for ourselves, we are human beings. When there are long hairs, we cut. But that person's alignment is so nice, so nobody is going to cut the leaves of this tree. But annually, it is already being changed. The old polio is thrown away. Who is doing that? You must get credit. It's very nice here in the springtime.
They have never seen God. They can see chemicals, but they can't see.
You are blind. How you can see? You rascal, you are blind. You can, how can I see? Let me treat your eyes, then you will see. We are seeing. We are not blind like you. You are blind. You require treatment. So come to the treatment. You cannot see.
They don't have faith in the doctor.
Huh?
They don't have faith in
the
doctor.
How he claims to claim other faith upon him? Being more than a doctor? Doctor is also as good a scientist as you are. If you do not have faith in the doctor, why do you claim people to have faith on you? What is the proof that he will be able? Why you are asking us blindly to follow you? What is your answer?
If we can control, if we can
produce... Our protest is that you cannot control your rascal, your thinking like that. That is our charge against you, that you cannot control. In the history, there is not a single instance that man has controlled nature, but nature has controlled man. That is the history. Where is the proof that he is self-controlled? You are controlled. Nature is forcing you to become old man. You are becoming. To control nature, that you remain young man. Nature is controlling you to die. You control nature, the death will not be forced upon you. So where is the history? The man has controlled nature.
Well, they say now we are controlling atomic energy, and now we're controlling.
So what is that atomic energy? What is the use of it? You will die. Without atomic energy, you will die. But he has control. Death is already there, and you are utilizing atomic energy for death. That's all. So what is your credit? You use atomic energy, that will not die. Then it is control. Death is already there. You might have atomic energy and no atomic energy. You have to die. By atomic energy, you are accelerating the same process of death.
Gradually, we are learning how to become deathless. They will argue.
That is foolishness. That is called hope against hope. That is foolishness. Therefore, we say, because you are expecting like that, therefore, you understand that you are a fool. We can immediately understand. And here is a grand fool. That is our study. Many fools have done like that, and you are one of that. You are also trying to do that. Therefore, our conclusion is you are fool number one.
We may not be able to actually stop death, but while we're here, we can at least prolong our lifetime. And
that is also you cannot do. Where is the proof?
Well, at the atomic research plants.
That is another foolishness, I say. You have not done it. You are simply expecting hope against hope.
But they're making different cures for the critical diseases that are causing
death. That's all right. But that does not mean there will be no disease. That is already being done by many medical practitioners. Better medicine. But where is the medicine that will not be disease?
But gradually we are eliminating one by one all the diseases.
No, that we have not done. No disease. We have increased disease. You have stopped one disease, you have increased. Not stopped. But you have increased another disease.
We have to learn, though, how to prevent all
that
these one, diseases.
You are fool. You have to learn. That means you have to learn, means you are fool.
But we are learning.
Don't assert it that you have done it already, you shall do it. As soon as you say we have to learn, that means you are fool. And why you are a student, why you are claiming all this perfection? You have to learn. That you have to learn from us.
Actually, when I was in Germany, there was evidence of how the scientists increased disease, that they invented some vaccine to counteract influenza, and they injected all of Germany with this vaccine. But what happened is sometimes the body builds up resistance to these vaccines and produces another germ. So as a result, another type of influenza was created, which was far more worse than the previous. It made people get fever for 4 and 5 days straight, 105 degrees.
That is the way of, they've discovered this streptomycin for tuberculosis. So if one takes too many injections of streptomycin, then it doesn't affect.
Comes immune.
Yes.
So as a result of the vaccine, they created a worse type of influenza, and they have nothing to counteract that worse type, so now they have to invent another type.
These rascals give trouble to the people, especially in India. They are not after the vaccine. They will catch people and force them. This is boys and those who cannot, others are avoiding them, going this way, that way. Sometimes the boys, they do not know, and catch them, and force them. These rascals are creating havoc. Only to kick them on their face with shoes, that's all. The so-called scientists and biologists. And they do not know anything.
You're saying that all the scientists are fools and rascals, but they may challenge, how has your knowledge benefited you?
Knowledge has not benefited you. Our taking, the so-called science, has benefited you, because you are using it for Krishna. You have worked so hard, so the result is linked to Krishna. We are making the best, just like there is chair, but you don't care for the chair, you can sit down. But if it is available, we don't reject it. That means if you are making favor to you, you have made a chair, I am sitting there. Not that I require your chair. Without your chair, I shall die. That is not my policy. You rascal, you have done something. I am using it for your benefit.
you argue that the knowledge which you say you have, the knowledge which you say you have, it doesn't stop all of these things from happening to you. You're also suffering
from
symptoms.
Yes, that I'm trying because I have got this material body like you. So I have to suffer like that. But I'm making treatment. You are not making treatment.
But the effects appear to be the same on everyone.
No. We are not so much after doctor or medical.
Your students also suffer from diseases and all.
That's all. So long the body is there, one has to suffer. That we tolerate. That is advice from the Bhagavad Gita. Matras for shastra kunti or sitasna sukhukkada. Agama paina nitya tana tithikkhasavai. We know how to tolerate. We are not mad after curing it. You know, these things will happen so long as I work with what.
So your difference is that you tolerate, whereas the scientists don't.
Because you know that there is no cure. You do not know. You are trying to cure. That is the difference. We know that so long as I work with this body, I'll have to suffer. So, we do not stop our business, we tolerate and do our business. But we have no business, we are simply trying, hoping and so on. But it will never be put with. That is it. Us. Take other living entities. Take birds, fish. They have no science. But so long, they have got the body. They are after some kind of disease. But they have no science. How they are cured? The same thing, just like these trees, they have no seizures. So how they live through the tree? Falling down like a new leaf again. We have discovered scissor or clipper, but we have no clipper. How their hair or their leaves have been managed.
Prabhupada, according to archaeological findings, primitive man before, when they would get some disease, they would just die. And now modern science is developed
that
so nicely.
That is there. Who is not dying now?
but they would die
well.
They died at 30, 40 years old. Now we are dying at 100 years old.
What is the difference? You die after 40 years or 100 years. This tree dies after 1,000 years. That is means the trees are better than you. One dies after 1,000 years, does it mean his life is successful?
But all of us want to live longer.
Why? Who is allowing to live long? If you trying to live longer, already trees are living longer than you. Then a tree is better than you. By living longer, you want to take some credit, then please, if you live longer. That is the point. Many big men, they live for a short time. Just like Shankaracharya, live for 33 years. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, live for 48 years. They're still living? There are so many followers of Shankaracharya, so many followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna told that he lived for 125 years. And Krishna is still living.
Jesus Christ
and who is caring for any tree We live about 5,000 years. That is your point. To live long is a great credit. There are already so many living entities that live long, longer than you.
Well, they don't, they may be living a long time, but they don't have the same intelligence how to use that lifespan.
That the dogs have about intelligence. The hogs have about intelligence. The intelligence which you are claiming, that is all discussed in the Bhagavad. If you say, yes, they are living, but you don't see them breathing. So then the vastra, the belly, is breathing. Small. Breathing is a credit, then you give credit to vastra. It's breathing more force. Yes, they are living, but they have, you don't see they have any sex enjoyment. They say that. You see the dogs and hogs that are having very good sex enjoyment. Even on the street, without any restriction, and begetting 3 dozen children in a year. But you give credit to him.
Well, apart from science, we have very nice philosophy and literature to study and art.
That is real science. I am free to admit, but your science is not. You are trying to go against the laws of nature.
What about our art and literature, which is, shows a
no,
great advancement?
That is different. So far science is concerned, that your science is useless.
So if we acknowledge that, supposing we acknowledge that, but we say that still our cultural advancements are very great. Because students
that's
say
a fact,
this to
that's
me.
A fact.
They say, why you? Many people I meet in the universities, they're not involved with science very much. Their main dealings are with culture, literature, arts, philosophy, music. They say in these fields we have very wonderful, beautiful things to study. But why should we take up studying what you have to offer? There's so much to study with what we are doing. Why should we join your movement? Why should we give up studying such beautiful music and art and literature?
Because you like it. And there is beautiful songs, you hear it. When the animals hear it.
But you sing the same song all the time.
Yeah, that's not right. But you hear it. As soon as you chant Hare Krishna mantra, hundreds of persons gather to hear it. Ask them not to hear it. You go recite it. Don't hear it. They hear it.
But your music is of one chanting, it's very limited. The chanting
you first of all you finish this limit and then go to unlimited. We have no experience of this limited, what is it of the unlimited. Described you, mood has, and you have taken. You are mood has. You may try to take credit in so many ways, but our conclusion is following the footsteps of Krishna. You are all mood has.
Just like some people may express God by chanting Hare Krishna, but we can also express God through art and through our musical
that
talent.
You decorate God so nicely with the effect of children. There is art, music, everything. The cooking art, so many varieties of preparation we are offering. There is no scarcity of art, music.
we are trying to attain the supreme through our own music. We are doing that through our own music.
That is another nonsense. We are trying to please the supreme by the supreme music.
Olokero
prema dhana hari nama sam. These songs are not Pandit songs. These are Vaikuntha songs. Narad Muni bajaye bina Radhika Ramana naam. It is brought by Narad Muni. It is not manufactured here.
Don't you think that great musicians like Bach, they were inspired by God to make this music?
They do not believe in God, so that is another thing. But this music is like you are hearing music 10,000 miles away. Similarly, this music is being imported from Vaikuntha, many millions of miles away. This is not the music of this Mandan sound. Otherwise, why you are not tired repeating it for many, many days? Any Mandan sound, we repeat it. We cannot prolong it. But we have learned this only Hare Krishna. And we can chant it. And you also hear it. Be attracted.
You have said that variety is the mother of enjoyment. So we are enjoying many different songs.
But unless there is variety, how we are enjoying it?
Yes, so therefore variety. You only have one song, but we have many songs.
That's all right. Who cares for you?
So many people.
No.
But there are so many symphonies.
That is our credit. We have got one song and we are attracted so much. You have got many songs, but you attract yourself only.
No.
But when there's a
symphony
orchestra,
many people.
10,000, 20,000 people will come to hear.
But who takes you seriously?
They
hear and go ahead. That's all.
They pay so much
temporary
money.
Temporary.
But then they will also buy the record and listen at home.
That's all right. But our song, we are chanting always. Where is that song you have got? You have got to, even George Harrison, he has to give new record. Nobody cares for the old record. Although he's a big musician, then his business will stop. If he says that I've given one song, that's all. We'll care for you. That is our credit.
They will say only a select few are interested in the Hare Krishna song.
Yes, right.
Not so many.
Not select few. We are increasing the number. Many thousands. You cannot say select few. Select few was beginning. The Bhagai was chanting Tom Kinsel Square. And now that it is not select few. And it will increase. But the song is the same. That is our thing.
Going back to science again.
Going back, what is science?
Well,
you're going back to hell again. Say, going back to hell again. Say like that. Because there is no science. That is our chance. You can say like that, going back again to hell.
We wanted to talk to you about the moon. We have read that your statement that you say that man has not gone to the moon, but we have seen...
No, not only now, I have said long years ago.
Yes.
That this is all childish.
But how can you say this when we have so much proof that we have gone to the moon?
But that proof is with you. I have not gone with you, I don't believe you.
No.
Because according to you, unless you see, you don't believe.
No.
I have not seen. I don't.
You have not seen the North Pole, but you believe it.
You, these materialistic people say that we have not seen God, therefore don't believe. Therefore I say, I'm not gone with you, that you have gone to moon, I don't believe. That's all. Finish. How can I believe? You say that you have gone, but I'm not gone with you. So I don't believe. That was my argument. You did not take me with you. How can I believe?
Pictures?
Why I shall believe pictures? I'm not seeing it. This is false picture. As you say that you could not show God, then we don't believe. Therefore I will say that I did not go with you. I don't.
But we can arrange to put you on a ship to take you to the moon.
When you take, then I shall believe.
But we can show some rocks. We can show some rocks that you won't find anywhere on this planet.
No, that is refuted. The other scientists, they have said these rocks can be found here.
One thing is that in your Vedas, it says that the atom is the smallest particle. But yet we have...
No, smaller than atom there is. Atom is called... Paramanu. Then it is Anupra Paramanu. Smaller than the atom.
Smaller.
Does that mean the electrons?
Whatever you say, but in short way, you know. Be convinced on your footing. Otherwise it will be difficult.
But the other day we were talking about proving different assumptions through archaeological findings.
That is also bogus. Archaeological finding is bogus.
But in the museums they have big skeletons of all these big dinosaurs.
That we have already information. We have got Timingal. Just like big house like this. They can swallow up. What is it called?
Whale.
Well, yeah. Pop. That's very strong.
No, but these dinosaurs move on the land. They're not fish. And they're very big. And we have information.
What is to you? You are also a created being. He is also created.
But this is
the... You are not creator at the time.
But you say that there was more intelligent life previously, whereas we see these dinosaurs were previously.
But you do not see, you simply imagine.
No, we have the skeletons.
We have the bones. The bones are there.
So that's all right, there is a big animal, that's all. It's like you are a police animal, therefore there is a big animal. What is it, that animal?
But we have skeletons showing the men at that time also, and their brains were very tiny.
That you say, but I don't believe you. I've not seen.
No, they have skeletons in the museum.
Very thick skulls and very small brains.
Almost like an ape.
That's all right. There was a big animal. So what is it? What is the difference? There are animals, big or small.
Well,
they have seen a skeleton of pygmy man or. So where is that man now?
You
have seen pygmy man. It was by archaeological. So where is that man?
No, they don't live anymore.
That's all
now we are more intelligent. Previously there were pygmy men. Very less intelligent, small, not nice looking. No, now we have a bit more advanced.
According to our shastra, you are going to be pygmy man. That is true. Because you are not as tall as your forefather. That's a fact. You are becoming God. According to us, astro, you come to that beginning, your generation, by a big course of time. As it was before, so again, the time is repeating, history is repeating.
And that means our pygmy men were from a previous Kali Yuga?
Yes. And the we said that was also? Kali Yuga. Four yugas are changing.
Dinosaurs also?
Yes.
They're from Kali Yuga?
Yes. Kali Yuga or any yuga. The things are going on by nature's way. Prakriti kriyamana, nigme karmana. It's going on.
But if we have bones from so many yugas ago, then
that's
why?
All right. There are say 8,400,000 species of life. You have seen some of them. That's all.
But the question is, why are there not any findings from only 5,000 years ago, at the time when Krishna was here and the Bhagavad
Gita? So your knowledge has come the Darwin theory for 200, not even 200 years.
There is. I was just talking to Kartikeya. They found a city 4,000 years old.
4,500.
Okay. What
was
that?
Near
Kurukshetra,
I think.
Yeah, there's one in East, West India.
So many things are coming. According to their research.
What about the city of Dwarka? We do not find it remaining anymore.
That's all right. It might have destroyed. Might have.
What is so it? We cannot so believe what we don't see.
Actually, the scientists don't accept this theory at all anymore about the man. The more advanced scientists, the more up-to-date ones, they reject this whole Darwin thing.
Yeah.
But it's become so ingrained in the minds of the people that they publish this Lifetime magazine. They publish millions of books and sell it. People read about ape, the man came from the ape, and so on. Become such a popular, like a fairy
propaganda.
Tale.
It's propaganda.
Yeah.
Yes. Propaganda, you can do any false thing in this time. This is called, propaganda is called, in Bengali, Dasachakre Bhagavan Bhut. Dasachakre Bhagavan Bhut. Bhagavan, one gentleman's name was Bhagavan. And his friend conspired that let us make us some joke that he has become a ghost. So wherever he was going, the friend, ghost. No, I'm not ghost, I'm Bhagavan. No. The ghost, this man has become crazy. Why you are calling me ghost? I'm not ghost. Then he goes to another friend. Then he also says that. Oh, here is a ghost, there is a ghost, there is a ghost. Then third friend, everyone, because they have conspired. Then he began to think, must have been a ghost. Certainly, I have another whole friends are calling me ghost. That is Dasa Chakra Bhagavan. If you make propaganda, he's not ghost, you can make him ghost. That's it. This is propaganda. This is called propaganda. By propaganda, you can establish a false thing as real. Yes. They know how to do it. They are expert because they are cheaters. They know how to do it.
Cheating business.
This is that. Something which is just our Shamsundar has become victim. This rascal has given him some stone and it is very violent and he is jumping. Very violent, very violent. And I have taken 10 lakhs on him. It's Pakka Propaganda, it's Gujarati, and he has taken victim. Not in his sense even now that he has given me real gem. why I am unable to sell it for the last 3-4 years. Such a foolish.
He's saying that he has to create the market.
Good things that doesn't require me. That is propaganda. You have got some false thing, you have to make propaganda to prove it that it is real.
That is proof it is false.
Yes. And this man has taken money all you. And he cannot supply maintenance to his wife and child. Yeah, I've seen malady.
Yeah,
not properly dead. And the poor girl is not properly dead. And he's thinking he will be the only.
His head is in the clouds.
I think Bali Mardan became infected by Shyam Sundar. He saw that Shyam Sundar was going to be a millionaire, so that he had to also become a millionaire. So he got Mrs. Toyota.
He got a cheat wife. Mother said, and she cheated, but I'm 26 years.
So many things she cheated.
Simply cheated.
But he wanted to be cheated.
Yeah. Daughter of Puerto and granddaughter of all children, member in the United Nations Legal Advisor.
Oxford graduate.
Cannot write good English.
Cannot speak Japanese.
Everything.
She even said that she had 4 stillborn children. And we went to the hospital, and there was no record of her having even been admitted into the hospital. At Bali Mardan, she told him to wait downstairs while she gave birth to the 4 children. And then 2 hours later, she came down, she said, now it is finished. And he took her and drove away.
Missed my life.
And there was talk that you had said that those 4 stillborn children were incarnations of Vishnu.
And she was saying that by cheating this man, I'm becoming successful. That then she, without any restriction, she began to cheat.
Yeah.
And because he was Maharaj, so she became Maharani.
But still he's being fooled by her. Those birds, I think, are the ones from the cage.
Pigeons, doves.
Because they're being fed, they'll agree to be.
They're in the cage.
In the cage.
They're free. You can go out, but no.
Just like the human beings are like that.
Yes.
Saying that as the Kali Yuga progresses, the people are getting smaller. Does this mean that Krishna and his associates were much taller in stature than we are now?
Yes.
They were much bigger.
You have seen that Radha Dama, the temple,
Krishna's footprint.
Impression.
Yeah.
That means Krishna must have been 15 or 20 feet tall.
But this is a fact. Normally people are taller. We have seen.
Also, that's
in our child, we have seen. European, they are very tall.
They were taller and they lived longer.
Huh?
Taller, yeah. And living longer.
That story about King Muchukunda, when he was sleeping in the cave, and he came out of the cave and looked outside and he said, oh, it must be Kali Yuga, because the trees were smaller and the people were smaller.
Trees will be, the mango trees. Now, some of the trees just like the lemon trees, stunted. Japan, they grow many trees.
In Japan, they cultivate trees to be like that, very small.
Dwarf mini trees.
They have, you know, like little orange trees. Orange trees, they're this big. Orange trees.
They are also becoming orange. Japanese and dwarf.
Japanese and Chinese are already very small.
Did it? Kalo Bamu Kota Sutru Bete Musalman Kanki Chale Pushi Putu Masalan Brahmin Black Brahmin is another name is Shukla, white. So, as soon as a Brahmin is black, then he is Western. Kalubam, Kota Sudra. And Sudra, just like African, if they become white, there is something mystery. Kalubam, Kota Sudra, pretty Muslim. And Mohammedan, because Mohammedan means the Afghans, they are very tall. So a Muslim is dwarf, a Brahmin is black. The Shudra is white. Kalo Bhaun Kota Shudra Bete Musalman and Khanki Chale. That means the best. Khanki Chale and Pushiputra, an adopted son. These are all of the same class. Adopted son, he gets money without any labor, he spends like anything. In your country, there is adopted son?
Yeah.
Here, there are many adopted sons. A rich man has no son. He adopts somebody, that's it. And he spends money like that. There are so many mistakes. Squanders. He will be satisfied after finishing the money. There are many mistakes. In our childhood, many we have heard, we have seen one. One adopted son, he got big property. And he was not satisfied to squander out the money unless he became a pauper. That I've seen. He had many cars, and I saw him, he was drenched by water, rainfall, sitting in a rickshaw. Nobody cares for him. When he was rich, big, big men would come to see him, even Bhagavan Maharaj. Now, I saw him, that he was in Dharmadala. It was raining and he was sitting in a rickshaw. Nobody cares. And he was satisfied at that time, after finishing the whole money. Otherwise, hundreds and 200 friends. He had a very big house, being, I would say, received as guest daily. His name was Harindranath Seel.
That's a Hindu name?
Yeah, Bengali.
Seel?
Seel. Shield means culture. A cultured man is called Shield. Sushil. Sushil means very cultured, very much cultured. Sushil. So Kalabhavan Kota, this is unnatural. Kalabhavan Kota Suddhu Pete Musalman Ankichale Pushi Puttu Pashalai. Now, generally people, we saw in our childhood, Europeans are very tall. Now they are not coming to be cancelled. So naturally, when they will not get sufficient nourishment, they will be stunted. And Kali Yuga means decrease of nourishment, necessities of life. Decrease. You see, in such a rich man's house, there is no milk. Milk is one of the important nourishing food. There is no milk. Gradually, there will be no milk, no rice, no wheat, no sugar. These are stated. Where you get nourishment? And the mango, there will be no pulp, only the seed. These are predicted. After all, you have to live by nature's gift, but these things will be finished. In Russia, there is no rice, there is no fruit, there is no vegetable. Simply we eat meat.
Therefore they cannot understand God.
Not this. They understand, the people understand, but this rascal government that I've studied, the Russian people are not bad. They're as good as others. But this is just like in India. Still, the mass of people, they're very good. Yesterday you saw all rascals, all these politicians came to see. Big, big fat restaurant.
We were noting that when they were giving their lectures at that opening of the train station, they seemed very demonic.
All demonic.
Their faces were very shifty.
So much anxiety and so much political leaving.
They were all very fatty.
Because by others' money.
Yes. The people, I didn't see one village man who was fatty. Not one.
Not one. They're extracting money from them.
Yeah.
Making them intoxicated and exploited. This is the problem. Very precarious. So, if we can make one example, that's one very good example. Then we can capture the whole India. Simply we have got enough land. Give them enough food, make them stout and strong, both the animal and man. And chant Hare Krishna, let them hear God. Everything we got them. Everything will be ideal.
No one can object either.
No.
That's the beauty.
Yeah. make the whole field green, produce sumptuously, let the animals eat, let the man eat, they feel satisfaction. You know, some people are that being exploited, animals are being exploited by this rogue, fat, big, big fat rogue. Governing some nonsense scientific means, and people have started. There is no food. And they're busy in discovering scientific method.
Atomic bomb.
Huh?
Atomic bomb for India. Yes. That is the greatest paradox.
That was a picture. And some deputation came to the minister that we are starving. There is no food. The minister is even, of course, I have no information that we have no, but we are advanced. Now, from tomorrow, there will be radio message. Radio message. The radio, this is television, huh?
Television.
The television. Tomorrow, from tomorrow, you'll have television.
Instead of food,
you'll get television. At all. There you go. I'm hungry, sir. What shall I do with television? That is the real answer. So I'm hungry. What shall I do with the television? But he's pacifying me. Don't worry. You'll get television. This is science. This is science. People, for want of sufficient nourishment, they are becoming dwarf and they are discovering scientific method.
The intoxication, by increasing the intoxication, the desire for food reduces. Yes. We eat less.
Yes, therefore they are very much busy. And little hunger satisfied with meat. That is going on in the Western country. The drinking, I have seen the airplane. Bottles after bottles they drink.
Actually, they have run a survey in America and they have found out that the greatest drug takers are housewives. The housewives, they are taking these weight watching pills. They are addictive, amphetamines. They are taking them and it gives them energy and they don't want to eat so much. So they are very skinny, they drink a little coffee and smoke cigarettes and take some pills, and that is all during the day. Finished. And they remain very slim, and they think this is nice. So gradually they are replacing foodstuffs with pills.
That is nature's way, because there will be no food in the future. So there, nature is training them how to live without food.
The whole civilization is becoming expert in killing, dying, that's all.
You have got some agricultural experience?
Not at all.
Not at all. That's not very good.
No, I can take advice from the experts. That man with the white beard there, he's supposed to know very much. He's supposed to be very expert.
And he speaks English.
He speaks English too.
He's a pundit.
Jayapataka had
he's
no
supposed to
agricultural
have
experience.
Huh?
Good knowledge.
Jayapataka had no agricultural experience.
No, any city boy, what they